Title: EU Telecoms Regulation Based on Unilateral Market Power Would Be Contrary to EU Law. Content: The existing EU regulatory framework for electronic communications obliges the EU member states to provide in their national laws for certain powers and responsibilities of national regulatory authorities, NRA, in particular related to the analysis of markets likely to be regulated ex ante. The fundamental principle since 2003 is that only companies with significant market power, SMP, shall be made subject to ex ante obligations. This is a carefully balanced regulatory system, taking into account the important goal of stimulating market entry and thus promoting effective competition, while at the same time establishing adequate investment incentives for the network operators. This balance would be seriously put in danger by the introduction of the so-called unilateral market power, UMP, concept, as it is currently being discussed within the European Parliament, as part of the proposed directive of the European Parliament and of the Council establishing the European Electronic Communications Code, EECC. The UMP concept would essentially put an undue additional regulatory burden on telecom network operators and violate their fundamental rights to do business in Europe, which is not justified by any imperative requirements or needs. The introduction of this concept into the EECC would therefore be contrary to the Treaty on the Functioning of the European Union, TFEU, and to the Charter of Fundamental Rights of the European Union, as explained in detail below. A1. Continuous validity of the SMP concept. The existing SMP concept strictly corresponds, in substance, to the dominance concept under Article 102 TFEU, as interpreted by the EU courts. This alignment leads to a predictable framework for all operators, both with regard to the application of sector-specific regulation and to the deregulation of the markets. In the absence of SMP, ex-ante regulation must be phased out, and the company's conduct shall only be reviewed under the competition rules. This flexible SMP concept is and remains well suited to address all possible competition problems arising in oligopolistic markets. NRA are constantly applying this concept under the specific conditions set out in the 2002 Commission Guidelines on Market Analysis and SMP Assessment, OJEU 2002, C165/6, which contains an entire section on EU case law and decision-making practice regarding collective dominance, PARAs. 86-106. Accordingly, the European Commission, has repeatedly applied these criteria when commenting on proposed national regulatory market analyses under Article 7 Framework Directive. In several cases, NRA have found collective dominance, and this was also accepted by the Commission. In doing so, the NRA are already imposing regulatory remedies in oligopolistic markets. By contrast, the NRA had to refrain from imposing ex-ante remedies whenever they did not find SMP in any such markets. It is a desired outcome, and even one of the fundamental principles of the regulatory framework, to deregulate markets when they are exposed to a sufficient degree of effective competition. As a result of this process, many electronic communications markets have gained this status over time, allowing for more flexible investment and business decisions by the operators, to the benefit of consumers. A2. Failure to prove the need for the UMP concept. By contrast, the UMP concept, as proposed by several members of the European Parliament, Amendments 240, 794, 797, 800, 801, and 847 regarding Recital 139A, as well as Articles 61, 62, and 65 EECC, does not fit into the existing telecom regulatory system at all. This concept is derived from the unilateral effects doctrine under the significant impediment of effective competition, SIEC, test, which is highly specific to merger control. In this field, competition authorities have to assess the expected adverse impact of lasting structural changes of the market, through a reduction of the number of players, e.g. from 4 to 3 or from 3 to 2, on competition. The substantive test under the initial merger rules was based on the dominance test. Mergers were to be prohibited when they led to the strengthening or creation of a dominant position. In the current merger rules, Regulation 139/2004, This test was modified into the SIEC test, a Eurosignificant impediments of effective competition, in O.